Okay, here we go. Five short ideas. Shabbos Kodesh, week number six. Parshas Toldos. Our learning should be Lilui Nishmas, Daniela Sara, Bas Eliezer, Yisrael Halevi. Also for Shlema, for Baruch Tzvi Berivka Bat, Yabsor Sharchal Yisrael. This week, we're going to have a progression of Shabbos, starting with things from Shabbos Day, from the meal, and then to Mincha. Here we go. Shabbos morning, we know famously, there's one tefillah we say once a week, and that tefillah is called Nishmas. The Torah writes in Siman, Resh Pei Aleph, the Nishmas is only recited on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because people aren't running to work, and we have more time to be able to focus on our davening and the message and recite it with proper understanding. And our first quotes this Torah, and he says, what's the idea that dafka we say Nishmas on Shabbos? He says, Shabbos, our neshamas feel we're a different closeness of a different closeness to the Rabbonu Shalom. We feel a different closeness. So he says, because our neshamas feel closer to the Rabbonu Shalom, dafka Shabbos is particularly appropriate for expressing this prayer of the soul. Right? If you look at all the words of Nishmas, the words are so mamish, beautiful, gorgeous, praising the Rabbonu Shalom, everything that he does. He says that at the end of the day, the Nishmas prayer is because our neshama is so close to the Rabbonu Shalom and it's screaming out. During the whole rest of the week, it's very hard to be able to say those words because we're very busy. But Shabbos, as the Zohar says, it's Yom HaDeshmasa. You have the ability to express our true feelings to the Rabbonu Shalom, how grateful and how close we are to Him. The second idea, maybe we could just talk about a few lines in Nishmas. The Pasuk says, the sentence in Nishmas says, Kol HaTosei Tamarna Hashem Yichamocha. All my bones, she screams out to you, Hashem, who is like you? It says, Rav Moshe of Kubrin, what does this mean, Kol HaTosei Tamarna Hashem Yichamocha? He says, Kol HaTzama Shali, that all my bones from me, Yicholos Lahayd Alai, they could testify on behalf of me. Ki b'chol avoda she'asisi amarti Hashem Yichamocha, that everything that I do, it says Hashem Yichamocha. Kol atzmosai tomarna mi Hashem Yichamocha. It's basically, my bones scream out to you, Rabbonu Shalom, that everything that I do, who is like you. That I praise you in everything that I do. I thank you. I cannot do anything without you. Kol atzmosai tomarna Hashem Yichamocha. My whole essence calls out that I cannot do anything without you. Beautiful idea from Rav Hirsch on Nishmas. The Nishmas is the whole tefillah is talking about in Neshama. It's the day of Neshama. And that's dafka. We talk about Nishmas, dafka on Shabbos and Yontif. And just this nice, beautiful idea from Moshe Gabrin and Kol Atzmosai, beautiful idea of Nishmas. Now, moving on to the third idea. Third idea comes to us from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes asks, why is it, we know in the Gemara in Shabbos and other places, called the Kiddush of Shabbos morning is called Kiddush Rabbah. Why is it called Kiddush Rabbah? So Emre Emes has a beautiful explanation. He says, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos on Pei Vavam at Beis, that we know the Aseres HaDibros were given on morning of Shabbos. That's why we say, Yismach Moshe Manas Chelko in our Shemona Esrei. We talk about Matan Torah on Shemona Esrei on Shabbos morning. He says, because the Aseres HaDibros were given on the morning of Shabbos, and he says, you know, when was the first time we were able to keep Shabbos? Zachar Yom Shabbos the Kachro in the Aseres HaDibros. The first time we were able to do the mitzvah of Kiddush was Shabbos day. Right? Because we just got the Aseres HaDibros, the Gemara says, on Shabbos morning. So therefore, this Kiddush became known as Kiddush Rabbah for all time. Because it was the first time that we were able to zoch, to be able to say Kiddush. Because we got the Aseres HaDibros on Shabbos morning. And that we made Kiddush at our Sinai. And forever and ever, for all time, it would be known as Kiddush Rabbah. So when we make Kiddush Shabbos morning, we have to have in mind. We're re-experiencing the Aseres HaDibros. What a beautiful idea why Kiddush Rabbah is called Kiddush Rabbah from the Imre Emes. The fourth idea stays in the bayis of Slonim. And we know that the Zohar writes that the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Perek Nunches, Pasuk Yudalet, Oz Tisnoig Al Hashem. Then you shall be granted pleasure with Hashem. And the Zohar says that pasuk refers to the second Shabbos meal, not the Friday night meal, Shabbos day meal. Us tisnagin al Hashem, that you feel pleasure with the Rabbanu Shalom. And the Rav Avram of Slonim, yes, why is it not? Why is that the ultimate time to be able to have pleasure with the Rabbanu Shalom on Shabbos? So he gives a mashal. He says a king who invited a peasant to come look at his palace, to come see it. And the peasant first arrives. He's stunned. He's confused. Such a beautiful place. It took time for him before he felt calmed and at ease. Only then could he fully appreciate and enjoy being in the palace. Once he calmed down a little bit, says the Rav Avram Slonim. Similarly, our neshama needs time to accustom itself to the beauty of Shabbos, to the world of Shabbos, to the creation of Shabbos. Therefore, it can't attain oneg already Friday night. He has to wait until Shabbos day, until he has an entire night of immersion, of a mikvah, of Shabbos, of Kiddush of Shabbos, and then he could come into Shabbos day. There's different feelings towards Shabbos. The way a Jew feels on Shabbos night is a different way. We feel differently on Shabbos morning. They're very different in Shalosh Shuddos. Says Rav Mislanim, according to the Zohar, you want to know Az Tisnaik? It's because you go through the night, you already leave Shul, you already said Nishmas, you heard the Matan Torah, you heard Kriyas HaTorah, then you're already at a certain place. You're like that, our Neshama is like that peasant who now could fully appreciate the aura and the beauty of Shabbos Kodesh. The fifth and final idea. Fifth and final idea comes to us from Rav Dessler. You know, we famously say in Mincha Shmona Esrei on Shabbos, Menuchas Ahava Unudava Menuchas Emes Yamuna. A rest of love and magnanimity, a rest of truth and faith. So he says, what's the connection between Menuchas Ahava and Menuchas Emes Yamuna? What's the connection between having Menucha of love, a rest of love, and a rest of being truthful and faith? So if that's what says, it goes, they go hand in hand. When a person truly, genuinely loves others, then he can be truly satisfied with what he has. Because if you don't develop a person that doesn't develop true love for his fellow brethren and brothers and sisters, then you're always going to be jealous. You're always going to be jealous. You're not going to have a moon. You're going to say, oh, why didn't he do this business deal with me or this or that? True contentment, says Rav Dessler, cannot exist where jealousy and greed are found. To properly experience Shabbos, you have to first work on our Ahavas Yisrael, and then we can have a day of truth and a day of faith, not of jealousy. When you truly care for others, Menuchas Ahava Nudava, then Menuchas Emes Yemuna. Then we live a life filled with Emuna, filled with faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's just quickly review these five ideas. We started with Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch quoted the Torah, the reason that we say Nishmas, because we're too busy during the week, you can't concentrate. Shabbos, no work, you're able to concentrate. Rav Hirsch says, no, even more so, the day of the Neshama, the Zohar says, is Yom the Nishmasa. It's the closest, we have to scream out. Our Neshama feels so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nishmas expresses that ability to be able to scream out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And even, I didn't say it before, Mishnah Berurah says the power of Nishmas is even if you're not allowed to skip Nishmas, even if it means you're not going to daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Chazan. That's how important Nishmas is. And he said from the Ramosha Kubrin, called Smasa Tormarna, and all my bones even testify for me that Hashem Yichamocha, that Hashem, everything that I do is all about who is like you. Everything that I have is from you. Everything I am is from you. The third idea we said, moving on in the Shabbos morning, Emre Emma says, why is Kiddush called Kiddush Rabbah? Because Aseres HaDibros, the Gemara says, was given on Shabbos day. And we know Zohar Sema Shabbos HaKadosh was dafka given on Aseres HaDibros. The first time to be able to make Kiddush was Shabbos morning. So forever and ever, Shabbos morning Kiddush would be called Kiddush Rabbah because of that. The fourth idea comes to us from Rav Avram of Slonim. The Zohar says that us is not Allah Shabbos first the second meal. Why dafka the Shabbos day Suda? So he says that a peasant, when he first gets into the king's house, he doesn't know what's going on, he's confused. But once he goes, he waits a little bit, and then he's able to take it all in. Comes at night, you had a whole week, you're not there yet, but we have a whole night, and we have the whole morning, then it comes to the second meal, we're ready for experiencing the beauty of Shabbos. And the fifth and final idea of Dasher says, Menuchas Ahava Nudav, Menuchas Emes V'Emuna. When a person really wants to have true faith in Emuna and Nadav, and not be jealous of others, and have full faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam controls of life, first has developed a true care for others, a true sense of genuine care for others, and then you could have a munah on the Ribbono Shel Olam. We should be zocha to live and learn these Shabbos Kodesh ideas. Shkoyach.